Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2231. It is 6:07 Thursday morning, Carla. Veterans Day today.
Yes, it is indeed Veterans Day today. I know, I think we, most of us have family who served along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you and you're welcome.
And the Veterans Day Parade is back downtown in Las Vegas. And all the information about that is on our website if you want to find out details about that and some other great deals being offered to the veterans. And by the way, our good friend DJ Thump, who stopped by to pick up his laptop because he's going to be providing the music for the parade.
Yeah, he's DJing the parade.
He's looking forward to it. So it's all there. On our website, 96.3kkoz.com, or if you want to link up with our Facebook page, we have some information about that, of course, right there. So, sunshine, going to be a nice day for Veterans Day. High in the upper 70s, low 80s tomorrow, and over the weekend. Going to be nice.
Very nice.
59 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
And we can turn those clocks back again, you know, anytime. Anytime at all, or forward again, anytime. Just any old time.
After this week, though, didn't you say that after this week we should be used to it?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. That doesn't mean I like it.
Okay.
I don't like it at all, but oh well. All of my complaining never helps.
Nope.
The top questions that Americans are Googling about Veterans Day. Are active duty military considered veterans? No, they are not. It is people who have served who are not currently serving.
Oh.
Why is Veterans Day on the 11th? That is the anniversary, of course, of the end of World War I. That is why it's on the 11th, if you're wondering about that. And how many World War II veterans are still alive? There are about 240,000 of them that are still with us from World War II. That's a lot more than I thought. That's very cool. Very, very cool. A new poll for No Shave November found that 1 in 6 men have had a relationship argument about their facial hair. You know, the beard, don't grow the beard, or why'd you shave it off? Or, you know, all of that. So, and by the way, if you're wondering why No Shave November is a thing, it's awareness around the hair that cancer patients lose. And the motive is to let your hair grow freely, and you donate the money that you would spend on hair care to cancer research. So that's what that is for.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly. A new report claims the global adult toy market will hit $48 billion in the next few years.
Wow.
$48 billion. Yes, this is a story that's getting a lot of buzz. but if this is the case, and I'm not joking, maybe a good time to, you know, invest in battery stock like Duracell and EverReady.
You always
like
need
that.
Them.
Yes, you do.
And they're never around when you want them.
Why did I never buy stock in those companies? Maybe it's never too late to do that. So, you know what? If you do perhaps relax with, an adult-natured toy, think about that tonight. Think about that. You are going to help hit the $48 billion mark and buy stock. I mean, I'm not saying to do it. It's a suggestion. I'm going to think about it myself. Few things you should know for Veterans Day, brought to you by Clark County Credit Union. Great auto loan rates from 1.49%.
We're always saluting our first responders. And as much as I'm sure they love that job, that's why they do the job.
Right, yes.
But some of the stuff they have to put up with. Carla, this is a first responder reenacting some of the things he's heard while on the job. Now listen to some of these stupid things that people will say to first responders when responding to an accident or something like that.
Excuse me, sir. Would you guys mind moving the fire truck? Sir, I understand they shot your car, but they also shot you. So maybe we can fix those problems first.
I got to get to a dentist appointment. You guys are blocking me in.
Are we actually having this conversation right now?
I'm a doctor. I don't think you're doing that CPR right.
No, I think I know what I'm doing. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a urologist.
Yeah, I bet he gets those a lot, along with other first responders.
Oh, those are great.
Here are some more.
Okay, so you called 911 and said you were having chest pain so I could get a bottle of water out of the refrigerator for you. Okay, so her blood sugar was low, so you gave her insulin. Okay. Sir, there's anything I've learned in my very short amount of time in the medical field is nothing ever accidentally ends up there. So maybe start with what really.
Yeah, okay.
Accidentally ends up dead.
I think you get the point.
Oh, that's great.
I think every job has stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
As it is Veterans Day today, we salute, of course, the first responders as well. Janie's on the phone this morning. What's up?
Well, I was listening to Carla talk about love toys, okay?
Uh-oh. Yes.
And first of all, don't run out and get a battery stock because all of them are slowly going to chargers like your cell phone.
Yes, they are, you know, which they also die like your cell phone.
This is true, but I got to tell you, back in the early 80s, there used to be a company in town called Party Girls.
Uh-huh, yes.
That actually came to your house and sold sex toys.
Yeah.
And it was like Tupperware parties.
That's, and so Janie, you know, that's what we used to call them, right, but a different word.
Yes, and that's what I was going to tell you. I didn't know if you knew that because we used to call it Effaware, you know?
Yeah!
Thank you for censoring yourself.
And it was just absolutely hilarious, but yeah, I just thought I would tell, I didn't know that you knew that, so I just thought I would mention it. I thought it was a funny thought.
I miss those days, Janie. I miss those days. You know that every once in a while they used to, at another station Mike and I worked at, they used to drop those off, those bags off occasionally.
Right.
And it was such a treat, at least for me it was.
Do they still have them?
I think they do still have them, yes. I believe Party Girls is still out there and they do still have the parties occasionally.
Here's the only thing I never understood was, you know, guys, it's now trendy to invite couples to baby showers.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff.
Right.
Why wasn't it very cool to invite guys to those parties? That would have been fun.
Yes, that would have been fun. That would have been a whole new party. But
oh, okay.
Yes.
There are a lot of women that are very inhibited around men.
Yeah. Well,
oh.
Yeah. I know. That's unfortunate.
You know, you can't,
yeah.
You can't be yourself when you're at a party like that if you've got men in the room. I mean, I used to sell it.
Yeah.
And so there are women that'll just bust out a move that just makes you laugh your ass off. And if a guy was in the room, they'd be sitting there being a wallflower.
And as a guy, I don't know if I'd want to be there anyway.
Are you kidding me?
What? Why would you want to be there and your girlfriend or your wife says, oh, I want that toy?
You
because
guys,
less work for
all
me.
Right, I think we
knock yourself out.
Janie, I think the guys are losing the point that it's not to replace something. It's to enhance something.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for that. That is quite true.
Morty, you're so young.
Oh,
okay.
He is. Janie, you're awesome.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the air. I love listening to all three of you.
That's how I used to look at it. Like, yeah, if you want to get one, that's fine.
Listen, that is only, like you say, Mike, a help for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That just gives you a little more time to take care of whatever you need to take care of.
Thank you.
For you or around the house, whatever.
Exactly. All right. Comedy at the Wind. We've been giving away these tickets all week long. You want to yuck it up with Nate Bargatze.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Very funny guy.
This, of course, for next year. I believe it's May or April or something like that. I don't know which month.
Doing it early.
All right. So if you want to go, we'll make it simple. Ninth caller right now, 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win these comedy tickets over at the Encore Theater Wynn Resort. And Mauricio, you are lucky caller number 9.
All right.
You got the tickets. Nate Bargatze, comedy at the Encore Theater Wynn Resort. Tickets are from the Concrete Tech Screen Prize Closet. And by the way, you don't even have to wait till next year, Carla.
Yes, he's going to be there December 9th of this year.
So hang on the line and we'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And Mauricio, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thank you to you guys.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, what's up?
I'm calling to thank you so much for the Stones tickets that I won.
Oh, you are so welcome.
You had a good time?
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't even a huge fan. My husband wanted to go, so I thought, okay, I'll just try and call and win them. It was the best ever. Mick Jagger is still... moves like Jagger, baby.
It is amazing. You know, they're all older guys. I get that. But he is just all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I could only imagine what he was like in his heyday, because he did not look like he was 70, however old he is.
78.
Yes.
I saw him about 20 years ago here, 20, 25 years ago. My sister, Sue, saw him in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So you can only imagine. Well, glad you had a good time, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.
You know, if you missed the concert or just want to relive some of those great moments from that Saturday night,
yes,
you posted some great pictures and videos on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Yes, you can get a little mini concert. There's a few songs on there and a tribute that they did at the very beginning to Charlie Watts. It's really cool.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com and click on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Mick?
Hi, this is Mick Jagger here. You're listening to 96.3kklz.
It always comes up, and every time it does, Morty just rolls his eyes.
I know.
The most romantic moment in a movie.
Yes, these are the most romantic movie moments.
Starting at number five
would be, let me see, the car scene from Titanic.
Okay.
The upside down kiss from Spider-Man.
Number four.
Number three. Pride and Prejudice.
That was, hold on. That was so hot.
That was pretty hot, actually. I thought it was pretty hot.
No.
Yeah, but you're all about Spider-Man. You're not about romance, Morty. I think we learned that from the call last hour with the parties.
All right, number three.
Mr. Darcy's second proposal in Pride and Prejudice. I think that was the one. I can't remember if Hugh Grant was in that one. They've done it a few times.
Yeah, so. Number two.
The moment from Titanic at the front, you know, where they were flying, you know, the king of the world.
And number one.
Number one, the kiss in the rain from The Notebook.
There you go.
Overwhelmingly the most romantic, you know, moment in a movie. Yep.
Landslide.
I
the one movie, Morty, it pains him.
I might have to. It's romantic. It's hot. Oh, man. What is wrong with you?
Absolutely nothing.
You don't like the upside down kiss. You don't.
I'd rather watch the upside down kiss than that.
What about the lift from Dirty Dancing? Is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with that. I mean, okay. I just watched that not too long ago. So.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You and Squish.
Yeah.
Having the time of your life.
Oh, God. Poor Squish. Come on, Squish. Come on.
Do the lift.
Come. Yes. Squish, come.
70 pounds flying at me.
Coming in hot. If you had to rate, I know off the top of your head,
yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint one romantic point in a movie.
Well, I think sometimes it's hard. I don't know about you, Mike. I don't know if there's a movie out there that you think you do find rather romantic. Maybe you and Jody have watched it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you've liked it.
I know her favorite is Serendipity. She loves that movie.
Yeah, so hard to believe. But yes, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm. That was a good movie.
Anybody else?
It really was.
702-739-9636. Think about it and just challenge Morty.
Yeah.
On The Notebook being the number one romantic moment in a movie.
Yeah, even like maybe your most romantic movie, because that's probably why, you know? Probably
and we'll get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from Morty. I like that.
You're going to watch it again.
702-739-9636. You can text. We'd rather you call, though.
Yes, please do.
Would love to hear from you this morning. It's Mellencamp. Number one moment of all time in a romantic movie is the kiss from The Notebook.
Yes.
In the rain.
Right.
They're kissing and everybody said yes.
Oh.
Most romantic moment in any movie.
Ryan Gosling.
Although Morty will roll his eyes and go,
well.
All right, Gypsy's on the phone. Gypsy, what movie is it?
The one with Christopher Reeve. He goes back into time.
Oh, Somewhere in Time.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
I can see that movie over and over and never get bored of it.
Oh, that was a really good movie.
And
that
a romantic movie.
Very romantic.
Oh, that's an understatement.
It was shot on Mackinac Island in Michigan, in Upper Michigan. Yeah.
And it's Superman, Morty.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't wear the outfit or anything. But.
No, but it's Superman.
No.
Hello.
He'll be forever Superman, no matter
yes,
what.
Yes, that's true. That is true. That is true.
Nobody right. can ever fit his shoes. All right, guys. Have an awesome day.
Morty, have you seen Somewhere in Time?
Yes, I have.
And?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with it.
Okay.
That tops Notebook?
You don't
any
have to.
Any movie. Any movie tops Notebook.
You don't have to convince me on most
God.
Movies.
Showgirls tops Notebook. Okay, what?
You know where she breaks down?
Black Swan. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Black
yeah,
Swan sure. was better than
okay.
Notebook.
Okay.
Well, especially in that one scene.
Yeah. Wild
yeah,
Things?
Yeah. Romantic? I don't know, but.
Wild Things.
We're talking romantic.
Oh, that was romantic.
Oh, my God. Ladies, help me.
All right. People texting in this morning.
Here, Morty. Somebody texted this in for you. Morty's romantic moment. Empire Strikes Back. Leia, I love you. Han, I know.
Uh-huh.
There. Mm-hmm. There's your romance.
Lots, we got a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of ladies saying, whoa, 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 whoa. What about Ghost and the pottery scene with Demi and Patrick Swayze? Morty?
That's another movie I struggled to love.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
The
yeah.
pottery wheel, all sexy with
I get that. No? I get it being sexy.
Yeah.
I totally get it. The moment she takes, or he takes over her body.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm done.
Oh.
This is like.
What if that was a big rump roast?
Yeah, sure.
Now you're talking about.
Then maybe.
You're talking about when he goes into Whoopi Goldberg's
yeah.
body.
Yeah. I just like.
That's a little icky.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it got man. Weird from that point.
That's icky. Wild Things. That was hot. No oh. icky there.
All right. What about from this movie? It's Flashdance.
Oh yeah.
Irene Cara. She's a welder.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is
she's
there,
a welder.
And is there anything hotter than when she flips that mask up? You know, takes it off and then lets her hair down.
And I know now, I'm sure kids are like, oh my God, she was sleeping with her boss? Well, yeah, she was because it was hot.
Yeah.
Yes, they fell in love.
Was that come Michael?
Michael Norrie.
Yeah.
Yes, Michael Norrie.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. Oh my God.
By the way, he ended up with the Mossad. In Israel.
Oh, that's right. In what was that?
The
show? I know. It'll come to you.
NCIS.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, the Mossad.
Amy says, what about Pretty Woman? Where Richard Gere climbs up the trellis outside Julia Roberts' apartment and rescues her. Another very realistic movie about that billionaire falling in love with the hooker.
In Hollywood.
Yes, I know. I know, exactly. Most romantic moment is when Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan meet at the top of the Empire State Building,
oh.
says Tom. And he takes her hand with his son smiling. That was a cute moment. Very cute.
I would give you that.
Cara Beth said, and you all wonder why Morty is single.
That is not why I'm single.
Cara Beth
in his
chooses
in his defense.
To be a single. Lindsay said, what about the scene from, I don't know which one she's talking about, but from Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
I can't think of which one.
Well, there's so many.
Yeah. Jerry Maguire, you had me at hello. Same here. That
okay.
movie did nothing for
no.
me. I don't know why.
That
but
was
that's
too
me.
Cheesy.
That's me. And Morty, you'll hate this. You'll hate it because Sharon said, sorry, but anything with Ryan Gosling has got my vote.
Oh.
So,
well, that's what I was saying. Like,
yeah.
if you look at all the different lists of the top romantic scenes in a movie.
Right.
He's in like 9 of the 10.
Yes, right.
Okay. Well, yeah, that proves
it. Yeah. Listen, you and I were talking about one off the air. Crazy Stupid Love.
That was cute.
It was a good movie. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was romantic.
But she says, tell me those are sprayed
those
on.
Those are sprayed on. His abs. Yes.
All right, Chris on the phone. Chris, help us out.
We're missing the whole point.
Uh-oh.
It's like Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. It's not what he says, it's how he says it. And it's in McClintock when John Wayne says to Maureen O'Hara, of all the women in the world, it's got to be you. That ain't love. I pine for my wife every day. There you go.
There's nothing romantic about John Wayne in any way, shape, or form.
As he's...
Because all I can think of is Birdcage, where Nathan Lane is trying to do John Wayne's walk.
Okay, kind of kills the whole idea.
Yeah. You know what, Chris? You gave it a shot.
You did, but Chris, I will say a couple people have written in and said the scene in Bull Durham where Kevin Costner explains how much he likes the small of a woman's back.
When he's leaving the house.
Yes.
Right before he leaves.
Yep.
All right, exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have a good day. All right, let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the NFL has fined Aaron Rodgers $14,000 for violating COVID protocols, which really doesn't seem like that much. Yes, I know. Yes, yes, the Rodgers rate, apparently. Yeah, so he says he feels better and he will probably be back this weekend. But
good.
We believe him? I don't know.
Well, he got fined $14,000, yeah. But the franchise got fined like $400,000 grand or something like that?
It was a whole lot of money. Yeah,
so, of course, he's feeling fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm a douche.
I'm good. Yeah, I would have to agree. Yeah, I know. I know it. That's a little stop it, yeah. Aaron. You stop it.
Here, I got that in my pocket.
Don't touch the hot burner, you bad boy. Jake Gyllenhaal. I do love him. He is in talks to star in a remake of Roadhouse, the movie that Patrick Swayze did back in the late 80s. No word on any other casting, but do we need to redo this movie? Isn't that a classic as it is?
So romantic.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Wow, I can't believe of all movies, but okay, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian. Now, people around her are saying, you know, a couple of weeks ago, she and Pete Davidson were seen together after she hosted SNL. Well, they've been seen together a lot. And friends are saying that she seems to be falling for him. Makes her feel good. She you know, loves his sense of humor. Great personality. That's what everybody he dates says. And women out there love him because he is that guy. He's just funny. He looks like just some guy. And they love him.
Would you agree in saying that he's the present day version of David Spade? You know, remember when Dave Spade...
Yeah, but David Spade was kind of known for being a bit of a douche. He was never a real likable guy.
Yeah, but
guy,
he was always dating these women way out of his league.
Oh, what, you mean in that sense? Yeah. Yeah, in that sense, yes. I believe so.
All
right.
And those were his friends saying that...
What?
That they would be good together.
Yeah.
His friends.
Yeah.
I'm seeing her friends are telling her to stay away from him because of his past.
Actually, her friends seem to like him.
Oh.
I think... Listen, all of these people, what does it matter?
They're together and they're not.
How many people has Pete Davidson been with? How many women? And they did never last. He was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Was with Kate Beckinsale. Who else? I know it. His sense of humor. Guys, sense of humor. I'm telling you.
I have a sense of humor.
I know you do. Yeah, but you don't want to get married. Marty, don't get married. Just keep on hating The Notebook and don't.
Marty.
I got a sense of humor.
I will not back down.
I'm funny. Mariah Carey teaming up with McDonald's for 12 days of free food with her Mariah menu. That's exactly it. It starts December 13th, only available on the McDonald's app with a minimum purchase of a dollar. But you will get freebies like Big Macs and apple pies. Gosh, Morty, breakfast items, McNuggets, all that stuff. Each day, a different item. And they'll come in special packaging that is inspired by Mariah's love for the holidays. Mm-hmm. She says, now listen to this. She says, some of my favorite memories with my kids are our family trips to McDonald's. We all have our go-to order. Mine is the cheeseburger with extra pickles. Oh, bull, Mariah. You are not waiting around for extra pickles. That's a special order. I don't see you hanging around the front of McDonald's.
You know, in the old days, that would be called a grill.
There you go. Yeah.
Having worked the quarter pounder grill.
Yeah,
if you had a special order, that's a grill.
Oh, great. Who is it?
It's Mariah.
It's that Carrie girl again.
Crap.
With her extra pickles. Yeah, that is a special order, Toots. You're not waiting around for that, and you're not holding up the drive-thru with your kids and your Mercedes G-Wagon, okay?
Wow.
But okay, Mariah, whatever. But free food because of Mariah. So that's kind of nice. Mark your calendar, December 13th. That is when it starts. You, too, can
Happy
get extra
holidays.
Pickles on your cheeseburger.
Oh.
Here's your chance to qualify for that weekend getaway to Disneyland. Enjoy the holidays. Talking a two-night stay at one of the hotels at Disneyland Resort for 3-day, 1-park per day tickets. That's the grand prize just for winning a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets. You love that.
Cool.
So all you have to do is identify the movie this song is from. We've been playing different versions of Disney songs, and here's this one.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Get your worries and you'll shine.
I know you know the song.
Yes, you do.
Can you name the movie? One more time. Here it is.
Look for the
So looking for caller number 9 with the right answer, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Your chance to score a family 4-pack to enjoy the holiday season at Disneyland. All you have to do is tell us what movie this song is from. Not the version, but
right,
the song.
The
Here
song.
It is.
Look for the
Lynn, what about you? Can you identify the name of the movie that song is from?
Yes, it's The Jungle Book.
Yes, yes it is. Good job, Lynn. Good job.
Guess who's going to Disneyland?
Oh, man, I can't wait. This is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
These tickets are from the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. In fact, Carla's going to be broadcasting live from Disneyland on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She will announce the grand prize winner, so make sure you're listening.
I will be. Don't worry.
I'm sure. She's going to tell you where to go, what to do, when at Disneyland. It's been a while for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's been. I haven't been there since my kids were little.
Oh, wow.
It's changed a little bit.
Yes, it has.
We're going to surprise the grandkids and take them.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. Your next chance to win a family 4-pack to Disneyland, 408. Mark it on your calendar, 408 this afternoon with Larry Martino. But thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are so
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Funny, I love it.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a lawyer's suspenders kept setting off the metal detector while he was trying to enter a courthouse in Pittsburgh yesterday. He refused to take them off, and it got so heated with security that he took them off, and he also took off his pants. And wanted it all. Say, there, are you happy?
I'm going to remember that if I have jury duty. Here, let me take my pants off so you know I got nothing in there.
Do you see anything?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's been arrested and has his own court date now. Guys, listen up. Maybe you don't want to. I don't know. A guy from the Netherlands on vacation, South Africa. A highly venomous cobra bit him.
Oh, geez.
Down there. He was going pee.
Oh.
And as gnarly as it sounds,
he's
recovering.
Okay. Oh,
I just, snakes on a plane, that one scene, we were talking about romantic scenes earlier this morning, those scenes that you just don't want to see in a movie.
Yeah, that's.
Snakes on a plane.
No. Oof. Oof.
Boy. And by the way, there was a great snake scene. In Yellowstone,
okay. Well, now that I know that, I have to. Okay, the first.
It didn't bit him. It didn't bite him down there.
Okay, the first one, or is it into the?
I think it's into the second one.
Okay, all right.
It's like the 13th snake bite.
Okay,
in the entire series.
Yes, great. Yes, exactly. Well, a thief definitely regrets breaking into a home there in Mobile, Alabama. Apparently, the guy and his friend, they were in the process of loading things up when the homeowner showed up, an elderly woman. They started running out, and then one fell over the other one. And then this woman grabbed an axe handle and just started beating them up while they were lying on the ground. The handle of the axe. Police showed up, arrested them both. So there you go.
Rescued them.
I mean, she beat them. They had to go to the hospital before they went to jail. So,
good for her.
Yes. Yeah, good for her. And a rabbit from Derbyshire, England, going viral. Because he ate his owner's $800 Louis Vuitton bag.
What? The whole bag?
The bag. Yeah. Sarah says that her rabbit, Blinks, has a taste for her expensive items. She said he's destroyed thousands of dollars worth of stuff. She bought extensions. He ate her hair. ate her running shoes. Yes. She said anything he can get his teeth on, I have to be very careful about where I put things. He's a nightmare, but I love him to pieces. So good thing, honey. But she said I can't own anything now because it all belongs to Blinks, unless I put it up really, really high. So,
hey, Blinks, how about this? It's getting cold outside.
Yes.
You're a rabbit.
Yeah. How about you leave my stuff alone or you're going to be a little, you know.
A pair of gloves.
You're going to be a good luck charm for me.
Or a good luck charm.
In my pocket.
Yes.
That's right, little Blinksy. Huh? How about keep that trap shut, huh? Shut your mouth hole, why don't you? It's Thursday. Your
makes
other
me
news.
Feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. It is indeed Veterans Day today. This story comes to us out of Missouri, a mortgage group. It's called Veterans United. It is, of course, the 11th of November. They just gave 11 homes to 11 vets who've gone above and beyond to give more back in their own communities. Of course, they decided on 11 homes because of the date. Now, these are some people who really, really have fallen upon some hard times. They flat out gave them homes. Everything is taken care of and good for them because a lot of these vets, you know, they went over there, they served, they came back to some of them not such great conditions. So good for them. I would love to hear a story like that right here. And if there is something like that right here, please let me know.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. By the way, some of the great deals for vets on our homepage. You want to find out about the parade, go to our events page on our website,
96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, link up with our Facebook page. A lot of information for vets right there, which you can like and link up with through our website. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have those tickets for Brian Adams, 1:38. Make sure you're listening this afternoon. 4:08 in the afternoon, your chance to win that family four-pack off to Disneyland with Larry Martino. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow to wrap up the work week. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.